Peter, how was your run today?
It was good.
Yeah? How far did you go?
I ran right to the corner to see the bus go by. Then I went back into my house for a little while.
And clearly you shaved your face in an unusual manner.
I call it honky-tonk Pete. This morning. I call it honky-tonk Pete.
Let's take a look at this.
We're going to have to put some pictures up on the site.
I'm going to take a picture of it right now. You have, for as long as I can remember, I have had a full beard except for last year. You were in a play for your PTO at school.
PTO play.
And you did a John Waters pencil thin mustache and parted your hair.
I did.
Straight down the middle.
And it was that time when I shaved it off that I thought, I'd love to pull the honky tonk out. So that's why you got the reverse link in here.
Let's describe this. And wow, it's hard to even look at you.
I know.
So what's even more bizarre is why is it that you wear the beard all the time? What is your go-to line for why you always wear the beard?
Oh, I have no upper lip.
I was going to say chin.
I have no chin, and I have no upper lip.
And what you've done is fully expose your chin.
I've done the chin, because I almost went just mutton chop.
You usually have a very full beard, not quite a lumberjack beard, but a very full beard, which on any given day can become unwieldy because you grow hair so quickly.
It's true.
Facial hair, anyway. And so now you haven't gone chin strap, but you've gone very, very about an inch and a half thick on the sideburns.
That's right.
Full mustache.
Full mustache.
Nothing on the chin.
Zero on the chin. The chin is cold.
The chin is cold. The neck is clean. And you're wearing a plaid shirt, which there's three looks here.
There's a lot of looks.
There's Axe Murderer. Clearly, that's one.
There's a little bit of that.
There's
Weekend Biker.
Right, Weekend Biker. And the other is sort of like you're doing a 1950s Five Easy Pieces redo. You're doing the stage performance of Five Easy Pieces.
I want you to hold this podcast between your knees. Nothing wrong with that.
So you didn't run today.
I really did a nice light dress shoes on jog.
Yeah.
Through the back of my parking lot, up to the corner, to watch the bus go by.
Yeah, and then what?
Turned back around, made myself a nice coffee, watched a good 10 minutes of the latest Good Wife, and then got back out there for the bus.
Well, that's disappointing. I did run yesterday 2 miles. And
you're better than me.
It wasn't slow. But it was, I made a decision I need to go to the orthopedic doctor because I have to get x-rays on my hip.
Oh, that's not good. Are you hearing a sound when it happens?
Yeah.
Well, that's bad.
No.
That's bad.
No, there's no sound, but there's constant pain.
Constant pain's not good.
It wakes me up at night, and it hurts just walking around.
Brian, as you know, I'm not a medical doctor.
Yeah.
Medical doctor.
And
however,
with your new facial hair, you couldn't actually be a doctor.
I would not be allowed to be a doctor of anything. But as I feel that it's safe to say constant pain.
Yeah.
There's probably something wrong.
Probably something wrong. And I'll tell you this before we begin our Friday, is that 2 days this week, we unintentionally and without a forethought wore almost identical outfits. Last night you said, hey, just for the heck of it, let's make it a trifecta.
Correct. Really on purpose. Let's really overdo it.
And you said, hey, I have Antiques Roadshow polos. We could be total twins. I said, that's a little much. I have a really cheesy GBH polo. Okay, so we'll both go public broadcasting
polos and jeans.
And then you rope-a-dope me.
I rope-a-doped.
So I'm here wearing what may be the ugliest shirt ever made, ever produced.
If there was a Best Buy in WGBH.
I was turning on the TVs that we have here in our offices, and I know someone was going to mistake me for the quote-unquote cable guy, because that,
You know, I look at you, though, and I want to give my local public broadcaster $25.
And I look at you with this new facial hair, and I want to run as far as I can while dialing 911.
And thank you. And I'll say this. I did this and then hopped quickly in the shower, so my son went off to school.
He
did not see me. So I get a little
You're going to get it twice.
And I'm the guy picking him up with his friends from tonight's pickup basketball game. So two or three of his closest friends, and he will see me for the first time in the cover of darkness.
Yeah.
Dressed like this.
You need an associate to photograph his reaction because it's going to be outrageous.
We can put all this metadata up on the site.
Okay.
We can, all these pictures.
All right, Peter, have a good run this weekend.
Hey, have a good run.